The approach to what has been published in the studio was not from the point of view of a historian, an art critic, or an accountant. It was essentially about making work and making space for work to happen. On the wall in front of you, you have four examples of people who have used that space to make work happen. The master printer John Lone from Viridian Press, who is still participating in the studio today. We have a return visiting artist, Gay Patterson, an invited artist to the school from Czechoslovakia called Lucas Candle, and finally, the alumnus, Catherine Campbell, with work that was made on her third residency. The Aboriginal artist Fiona Foley was born in Queensland in 1964. Fiona lived with her parents in Hervey Bay, then at Mount Isa, and later in Hornsby, Sydney. In many of her works, Fiona has explored the themes of history, memory and politics, taking inspiration and influence from her Badjala ancestry and the environment of Fraser Island. The four images in front of you now from the portfolio Samsara could have only come about from the shared sensibilities between Dani Mellor and Fiona Foley. Their interest in culture and history, the depth of his mezzotints, and the rich darkness that can be achieved from the aquatint. For the repeat visiting artist, sometimes the studio space just became a place where they can be, to create and experiment with some of the concerns they're working on in their own studios at home. This was the case for Helen Geyer. In Helen's work, the perception and experience of space is a pivotal theme, and she explores this theme on a number of levels. The ability to have multiples of an image in various media has allowed Helen to move into new areas. She has always said that working on a print-based piece in between her other work keeps her eyes open for a new level of fineness, and that the prints do subtly open new doors. John Reid has a long history with the Australian National University. In the early 70s, he worked in the ANU Architecture Design section, among an amalgam of architects, landscape architects, and designers whose brief was to provide continuity to the university's look and feel. John was encouraged to enter a design competition held by Letraset in a quest to find new and existing fonts. The result was that John's font, called Process, was one of the five new Letraset Letragraphica fonts. Process was inspired and based upon the black and white breakdown of tone used in the print media. Each dot had to be hand-rendered, and then newly formulated photographic reproduction techniques could mass-produce those hand-rendered shapes. He made an alphabet using tonal structures taken from the famous Neil Davis photo from the Vietnam War of the execution of a Viet Cong prisoner during the Tet Offensive. Half-cast tone, which you're looking at now in the exhibition, is a powerful, minimal artist book, a concrete poem made for installation on the floor or the wall, using the fundamental elements of traditional book printing and making, paper, metal, material and pressure. The initial technological processes which formed the font came full circle in this project, from process camera to pen and ink. Pen and ink to high-resolution scan to film, photographic plate, and then hand-embossed. Deceptively simple, the work houses so many layers of memory and experience.